Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I would like to start my talk with actually two questions. And the first one is, how many people here actually eat pig meat? Please raise your hand. Oh, that's a lot. And how many people have actually seen a live pig producing this meat in the last year? In the Netherlands, where I come from, you actually never see a pig, which is really strange, because on a population of 16 million people, we have 12 million pigs. And, well, of course, the Dutch can't eat all these pigs. They eat about one third, and the rest is exported to all kinds of countries in Europe and the rest of the world. A lot goes to the UK, Germany. And what I was curious about, because historically the whole pig would be used up until the last bit, so nothing would be wasted. And I was curious to find out if this was actually still the case. And I spent about 3 years researching, and I followed this one pig with number 05049 all the way up until the end, until what product it's made of. And in these years I met all kinds of people, like, for instance, farmers and butchers, which seems logical. But I also met aluminium mold makers, ammunition producers, and, well, all kinds of people. And what was striking to me is that the farmers actually had no clue of what was made of their pigs, but the consumers, as in us, had also no idea of the pigs being in all these products. So what I did is I took all this research and I made it into basically it's a product catalog of this one pig, and it carries a duplicate of its ear tag on the back. And it consists of 7 chapters. The chapters are skin, bones, meat, internal organs, blood, fat, and miscellaneous. In total, they weigh 103.7 kilograms. And to show you how often you actually meet parts of this pig in a regular day, I want to show you some images of the book. You probably start the day with a shower. So in soap, fatty acids made from boiling pork bone fat are used as a hardening agent, but also for giving it a pearl-like effect. Then if you look around you in the bathroom, you see lots more products like shampoo, conditioner, anti-wrinkle cream, body lotion, but also toothpaste. Then so before breakfast, you've already met the pig so many times. Then at breakfast, the pig that I followed, the hairs of the pigs, or proteins from the hairs of the pig, were used as an improver of dough. Well, that's what the producer said, it's improving the dough, of course. In low-fat butter, or actually in many low-fat products, when you take the fat out, you actually take the taste and the texture out. So what they do is they put gelatin back in order to retain the texture. Well, when you're off to work, under the road or under the buildings that you see, there might very well be cellular concrete, which is a very light kind of concrete that's actually got proteins from bones inside, and it's also fully reusable. In the train brakes, at least in the German train brakes, there's this part of the brake that's made of bone ash. And in cheesecake and all kinds of desserts, like chocolate mousse, tiramisu, vanilla pudding, everything that's cooled in the supermarket, there's gelatin to make it look good. Fine bone china, this is a real classic, because the bone in the fine bone china gives it its translucency and also its strength in order to make these really fine shapes like this deer. In interior decorating, the pig's actually quite bare. It's used in paint for the texture, but also for the glossiness. In sandpaper, bone glue is actually the glue between the sand and the paper. And then in paintbrushes, hairs are used because apparently they're very suitable for making paintbrushes because of their hard-wearing nature. I was not planning on showing you any meat because, of course, half the book's meat and you probably all know what meats they are. But I didn't want you to miss out on this one because this, well, it's called portion-controlled meat cut. And this is actually sold in the frozen area of the supermarket. And what it is, it's actually steak. So this is sold as cow. But what happens when you slaughter a cow, at least in the industrial factory farming, they have all these little bits of steak left that they can't actually sell as steak. So what they do is they glue them all together with fibrin from pig blood into this really large sausage, then freeze the sausage, cut it in little slices, and sell those as steak again. And This also actually happens with tuna and scallops. So, with the steak, you might drink a beer. In the brewing process, there's lots of cloudy elements in the beer. So to get rid of these cloudy elements, what some companies do is they pour the beer through a sort of gelatin sieve in order to get rid of those cloudiness. This actually also goes for wine as well as fruit juice. There's actually a company in Greece that produces these cigarettes that actually contain hemoglobin from pigs in the filter. And according to them, this creates an artificial lung in the filter. So this is actually a healthier cigarette. Injectable collagen. Well, since the 70s, collagen from pigs has been used for injecting into wrinkles. And the reason for this is that pigs are actually quite close to human beings, so the collagen is as well. Well, this must be the strangest thing I found. This is a bullet coming from a very large ammunition company in the United States. And while I was making the book, I contacted all the producers of products because I wanted them to send me the real samples and the real specimens. So I sent this company an email saying, "Hello, I'm Christine, I'm doing this research, and can you send me a bullet?" And, well, I didn't expect them to even answer my email, but they answered, and they said, "Well, thank you for your email. What an interesting story. Are you in any way related to the Dutch government?" I thought that was really weird, as if the Dutch government sends emails to anyone. So, so the most beautiful thing I found, at least what I think is the most beautiful in the book, is this heart valve. It's actually a very low-tech and very high-tech product at the same time. The low-tech bit is that it's literally a pig's heart valve mounted in the high-tech bit, which is a memory metal casing. And what happens is this can be implanted into a human heart without open heart surgery. And once it's in the right spot, they remove the outer shell, and the heart valve, well, it gets this shape. And at that moment, it starts beating instantly. It's really sort of a magical moment. So this is actually a Dutch company. So I called them up and I asked, "Can I borrow a heart valve from you?" And the makers of this thing were really enthusiastic. So they were like, "Okay, we'll put it in a jar for you with formalin. You can borrow it," and that's great. And then I didn't hear from them for weeks. So I called and I asked what's going on with the heart valve. And then they said, "Well, the director of the company decided not to borrow you this heart valve because he doesn't want his product to be associated with pigs." Well, the last product from the book that I'm showing you is renewable energy. Actually, to show that my first question, if pigs are still used up until the last bit, was still true. Well, it is, because everything that can't be used for anything else is made into a fuel that can be used as a renewable energy source. In total, I found 185 products. And well, what this showed me is that, well, firstly, it's at least to say odd that we don't treat these pigs as absolute kings and queens. And the second is that we actually don't have a clue of what all these products that surround us are made of. And you might think I'm very fond of pigs, but actually, well, I am a little bit, but I'm more fond of raw materials in general. And I think that in order to take better care of what's behind our products, so the livestock, the crops, the plants, the non-renewable materials, but also the people that produce these products, the first step would actually be to know that they're there. Thank you very much.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Salam to the God. Salam to the God. Yeah, man. like, you know, we ain't did like something like that in a minute though, like where we go ahead and play like the recording in the beginning. You know, we might have to start getting back to that for sure. I don't think there will be people who say that these things are hearsay, but sometimes it's good to have like other people going in on the things that we go in on. So yeah, I might start doing those clips, putting those clips back inside. But other than that, I hope everybody's day is going well. I hope everybody is having a delightful and pleasant day so far. I'm right here, just ate one of those avocados. You know, I have a lot of avocados right now because one of my friends, because, you know, we just had a hurricane here in the Florida territory. So one of my friends, he had all kind of avocados in his yard, and he just, you know, donated a few of them to us, probably like 2 bags or so. But yeah, today on Health Tuesday, we are going in on, you know, pork, pig, swine, hog, boars, all the other names they call, you know, the animal pigs, the different parts. But yeah, man, I feel like we should go into this because it's a lot of people think that if they don't eat swine or don't eat pork directly, it's not being used when it's used in toothpaste. So what do they call it? Wrinkles, like aging cosmetics. What else? A lot of healthcare products, you know, things that is external. Gelatin can be found on vitamins. You might think you take your vitamins, but it's wrapped up in pork. Real talk. Glycerin. Pork is also found in glycerin. Glycerin. So it's like, even though it doesn't necessarily just say pork, you know, when you look in the back of the ingredients, it's not going to say pork, but it's going to say these scientific names that throw you off for confusion, you know, because they have to disguise it, but they have to also tell you. And, you know, that's for the lack of knowledge, you know, for the lack of knowledge, the people will perish. So we have this technology called a phone. When you pick up anything to eat, drink, to use in general, you go straight to the ingredients. You see long words that you never seen before. That's okay. Search it up. That might, if you search up one product, it might take you about, not gonna lie, it'll probably take you about like an hour to really go through all of the chemicals, maybe less, you know, but you're using these products, so you want to know what you're using. And if you don't want to know what you're using, then you have to perish. That's just what it is, because you're a fond of, you know, the lack of knowledge. So yeah, it's consequences for these things, good or bad. All right, let's go ahead and go into the private chat, because we got a lot of things actually inside the private chat, to be honest. All right, so we're going to go into some definitions. As always, start up with these definitions. Yeah, and if you want to get inside the private chat, you can go ahead and email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. All right, the first word is pig, P-I-G. You all know how to spell pig, but I still put it out there. Middle English pig, a young pig, mid-13th century, late 12th century, as a surname, probably from Old English pig, found in compounds, but like dog, its further etymology unknown. The older general word for adults was swine. If female, so. If male, boar. Apparently related to Low German biggie. No, not biggie. Big, which is spelled B-I-G-G-E. Dutch, big. But the phonology is difficult. By early 14th century, pig was used of a swine or hog, regardless of age or sex, applied to persons, usually in contempt. Since 1540s, the derogatory, meaning police officer, has been in underworld slang at least since 1811. Another Old English word for the animal was fur, which is related to fur, furrow, from pie, perk, dig, furrow, source, also of Latin porcus, pig, see pork. This reflects a widespread, i.e. tendency to name animals from typical attributes or activities. Last, and that's in brackets, synonyms grunter, porker, are from sailors, and fishermen's euphemistic avoidance of uttering the word pig at sea, a superstition, perhaps based on the fate of the guttering swine who drowned. The image of a pig in a poke is attested from late 14th century, see poke. Flying pigs as a type of something unreal is from 1610. This one says pig, Z, which is verb. Mid-15th century, piggin of souls to Pharaoh to bring forth piglets from pig. Noun one, by 1670s, as to huddle together in a dirty or disorderly manner as pigs do. Hence, generally, to act or live like a pig. In any sense, related pig, piggin, colloquial pig out, eat ferociously, is attested by 1979. Pig, noun 2, oblong piece of metal, 1580s, from pig, noun 1, on the notion of large mass in Middle English, so also was used of a mass or bar of lead. So yeah, that was the definition of pig. No, they call the lady's adult pig souls and the male boars. And also they use it, of course, like as a slang term for police officers. And also they use the word for, you know, if someone says your room is like a pig, or we gotta huddle up like pigs, pigs is dirty. That's what the definition is saying, like it resembles dirtiness. Dirty or disorderly manner. Alright, let's go ahead and go to the next definition. And the next definition is pork. P-O-R-K. See 1300, early 13th century, and surname Porcular, flesh of a pig as food. And that's why you see a lot of people say pork, because, you know, that's the flesh of a pig as food. From Old French pork, pig, swine, boar, and directly from Latin porcus, pig, tame, swine. from Pie Root, Porco, Young Pig. Also in Middle English, a swine, a hog, C1400. Pork barrel, in the literal sense, barrel in which pork is kept, is from 1801. American English, the meaning states financial resources available for distribution. It's attested from 1907. In full National Pork Barrel, it was noted as an expression of U.S. President William Howard Taft. Pork in this sense is attested 1862. Compare figurative use of bacon. Pork chop, slice of meat from the ribs of a pork, is attested from 1858. Pork pie. Pie made of pastry and minced pork is from 1732. Pork pie hot. 1855 originally described a woman's style popular. See 1855 through 65, but also worn by men. It was distinguished by a brim turned up around the low crown, a shape that resembles a deep pork pie. All right, and we're going to go to the next definition, which is swine. Check out, let me keep my eye on the time. All right, swine. Old English, swin. Pig, hog, wild boar, from Proto-Germanic, swine. Source also of Old Saxon, Old Frisian, Middle Low German, Old High German, swin. Middle Dutch, swin. Dutch, swin. German, schwein. Old Norse, Swedish, Danish, svin. Netter, netter, adjective with suffix eno from pie, su, pig. See, so. The native word largely ousted by pig. Applied to persons from late 14th century, phrase pearls before swine. Mid-14th century. Is from Matthew VII. An early English formation of it was. The Latin word in the gospel verse was confused in French with Marguerite, Daisy, the pearl of the field. And in Dutch, the expression became roses before swine. Swine flu is attested from 1921. So, let's go. Yeah, that was the definition for swine. See, I'm trying to go through it. Y'all know I normally go over the definition all of it at the bottom, but I'm just trying to make sure I get through as much as possible for the time. Boar, B-O-A-R, Old English, bar, boar, uncastrated male swine. Uncastrated male swine from Proto-Germanic Baris, source also of Old Saxon bear, Dutch bear, as in B-E-E-R, Old High German, and also it's crazy because they actually have some pork in bear drinks. You could look that up too and research that. A boar, which is of unknown origin with no cognates outside West Germany. Originally of either wild or tame animals, wild boar is from C1200. The chase of the wild boar was considered one of the most exciting sports, applied by C1300 to persons of boar-like characters. Right. And on the bottom it says boar. Old world wild swine having a narrow body and prominent tusks from which must domestic swine come. introduced in United States, an uncastrated male hog. That was the definition of the swine. We could go into, let me see how much time we got. All right. We got about 5 more minutes, right? So, when we come back from the little break, we're going to go into the pig. But before that, let's go ahead and hop into some little, like, verses, some scripture. Right, so this one has Deuteronomy 14:8. The pig, because it divides the hoof or the hoof, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean for you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, nor touch their carcasses. So, Though you are not, and carcasses is like their body. So, though you are not just eating, you can't just not eat it, but you can't touch it as well. And we know that if it's inside of soaps and all these other materials, it's actually touching our body. Not only just touching our body, but going into our bloodstreams. And we have a show on skin, where it says the skin is the largest organ of the body, and, you know, liquid goes straight into the bloodstream. So this is actually an intake of pork as well. But let me carry on. Leviticus 11:7. And the pig, for though it divides the hoof, therefore making a split hoof, it does not chew cud, it is unclean to you. Okay, that's like a recap of what we just read, but a different scripture. Okay, Okay, this one says Isaiah 66:17. So that was Isaiah 66:17. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go to the gardens, following one in the center, who eat swine's flesh, detestable things, and mice, will come to an end altogether, declares the Lord. All right, this one also says Isaiah 65:4, who sit among graves and spend the night in the secret places, who eat swine's flesh, and the broth of unclean meat is in their pots. Right. So, and you know, I'm not trying to knock down anybody's religion. I'm not trying to get too religious and everything, but I just have to show you natural laws or natural ways. Divine ways, right? Because these are known as divine books to help you live longer, etc. And I'm not saying that people should not eat. I'm just reading, to be honest. And you know, everybody knows what's good for them. Some people would say, you know, swine makes them big and strong. And if swine makes them big and strong, then swine makes them big and strong. That's their life. That's what they do. You know? But I'm just reading. That's it. But let's go ahead. That was some verses maybe, and yeah, those verses, of course, inside the Bible, right? So we're going to go to one verse in the Quran, right? So in this one, it says, 2:173. So that was 2:173. And I'm showing y'all the sources. These are sources what I'm going to. So you guys can like rewind, type in, research, and do the research yourself pretty much. You know, I don't want y'all to feel like this, anything I'm doing is hearsay. I'm just reading from sources. And notice I went to the Bible, and now we going to the Quran. So, let's see. So it says, he has only forbidden to you dead animals. He has only forbidden to you dead animals. Blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. But whoever is forced by necessity, neither desiring it nor transgressing its limit, there is no sin upon him. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. You know, and that was coming through the Quran, you know. So, we actually reached to that mark. Well, a little past the 30-minute mark, but which is about half an hour. We can go ahead and go into a break. Let me play some Sizzler, man. Just pray take myself away, because we got to take ourselves away from all these things that's hurting us. Right. Hold on. I gotta take myself away. Alright, there we go. Alright, salam to the gods.
You're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, give an helping hand. Proved to be my enemy, you can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that hurt in me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I waste no time on you. Not behaving yourself up in a crime on you. Now there is a fine in you. Now tell me what. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. The world is getting dangerous. Sickness and disease are very contagious. All these bad things happening, just saying for us. God help us out, can you pray for us? I've got to protect my life. I've got to love myself. My heart cries within me, love one respect that much you should be giving me. When you hate each other, you don't know what you're doing to me. If I allow this corruption, it's only ruining me. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it that generates you to do the bad things you do? I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life so free. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
From the break. Salam, salam, salam. So yeah, man. So we talking about pork, pig, hog, swine, etc. And how all of these things, all of those things that I just named are located into our everyday products. And inside the video or the audio we just listened to, actually, she states that before you even get to eat breakfast, you already have utilized and come in contact with pork, pig, swine. You know, before you even touch a bacon, if you eat bacon, or even if you don't. But yeah, man. Help Tuesday. Definitely a beautiful show. Loving it so far. And this will be probably my last scripture that I read on this show. So we got one says, you know, my people will perish because of the lack of knowledge, right? Yeah. People will perish for the lack of knowledge. And a lot of people feel like it's cliche, corny, you know, but it's a proverb, something that is said a lot, you know, and it should be used on a daily basis where lack of knowledge is, to be honest. But anyway, it says Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. So it says right there, sorry, Hosea 4:6. You know, you since you reject the laws of God, right? Nature's law, God laws, natural laws, your children would also be forgotten. So it's like, because you don't want to be in a state of knowledge, in a state of knowing, your children will perish as well. Not only you, but your children. And I look at that as a curse, you know? That's like a curse. And they say generational curse. That's how you break generational curses, you know? Seeking knowledge and taking heed. Not only just seeking knowledge, but, you know, seek it. When you find it, you go by truth. But anyway, it also, let's go to another scripture, right? Let's go to this one right here. It says John 8:3-2. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yo, the truth is inside of these ingredients, and doing your research, that's the knowledge and the truth. So once you see those things and you know to stay away from certain things, right, it will set you free. And if it set you free, it will set your children free, breaking the curses. But I ain't going to go into no other scriptures. These are all inside the private chat so people can go inside of it. Just wanted to bring those simple scriptures up, you know. So let's go ahead and go into the private chat again. Let's try to get into some actual names of porks and stuff like that, that are like under scientific names. Okay, let's go over this Wikipedia. We're going into pig Wikipedia real quick. The pig, Sus domesticus, often called swine, hog, or domestic pig, when distinguishing from other members of the genus Sus, is an omnivorous, domesticated, even toed, hoofed animal. Hoofed mammal. It is variously considered a subspecies of Sus scrofa, the wild boar or Eurasian boar, or a distinct species. The pig's head plus body length ranges from 0.9 to 1.8 m, 3 to 6 foot, and the adult pigs typically weigh between 50 and 350 kilograms, 110 and 770 pounds, with well-fed individuals even exceeding this range. The size and weight of hogs largely depends on their breed. Compared to other Artiodactyls, which is spelled Artiodactyls. A pig's head is relatively long and pointed. Most even-toed ungulates are herbivores, but pigs are omnivores. Like their wild relatives, pigs grunt and make snorting sounds. When used as livestock, pigs are farmed primarily for the production of meat, called pork. A group of pigs is called pastel, a team or a sounder. The animal's bones, hide, and bristles are also used in products. Right? The bones, the hide, and bristles are used in products. Pigs, especially miniature breeds, are kept as pets. Right? Because I knew someone like, who actually had like a baby pig. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's, I guess that's what they be doing. But you know, they say you can't even really be touching them. You ain't even supposed to be touching them. That's what they say. I read it. You can't be touching the hide of them or the carcasses, right? Or the corpse, the body. So yeah, let's go back into the private chat. That was pig. Now we're gonna go into the pork. Yeah, let's go into the pork. Pork is the culinary name for the meat of the domestic pig, Sus scrofa domesticus. It is the most commonly consumed meat worldwide, with evidence of pig husbandry dating back to 5000 BCE. Pork is eaten both freshly cooked and preserved. Curing extends the shelf life of pork products. Ham, gammon, bacon, and sausage are examples of preserved pork. Charcuterie is the branch of cooking devoted to prepared meat products, many from pork. Pork is the most popular meat in the Western world, particularly in Central Europe. It is also very popular in East and South Asia, mainland South Asia, well, Southeast Asia, Philippines, Singapore, and East Timor. The meat is highly prized in Asian cuisines, especially in mainland China, for its fat content and texture. Some religions and cultures prohibit pork consumption, notably Islam and Judaism. Right? So it has some other links at the bottom here. People could kind of go into it. I'm going to leave that for the people who's inside the private chat. Okay, but I'm going to read this one though. This is like a statistic right here. China was the largest producer of pork in the world in 2020, followed by the European Union and the United States. China, EU, and the United States accounted for roughly 76% of the world's pork production as per FAST USDA. And it's crazy because, all right, they're saying China's in first, right? Because we got the ranking right here. It says China's in first, then it says European Union's in second, United States is third. So in the United States, right, honestly, a lot of stuff is transferred here from China automatically. So I feel like the United States should be number one, like technically speaking. But I get where they're coming from because they're saying where it's actually created, which is in China, but you know, in the United States, they do a lot of China products. But yeah, y'all go ahead and look into that. China is at 37.58%. The European Union is at 24.97%. Then it got the United States at 13.28%. So yeah, let's go ahead and go back into the private chat. back into the private chat, right? And it has... See, I want to go into these chemicals and stuff, so I'm going to have to extend the show just a little bit. I ain't going to go too much into it. The reason why I'm going to extend the show a little bit is because even a lot of people who listen aren't inside the private chat. Also, a lot of people will just listen to this and be like, ew, pork is in this, pork is in that. And they still won't do the research or don't know how to do the research when it's really simple. So, which is like, you know what I'm saying? The lack of knowledge or ignorance, you know, not knowing. Which now you're not going to be able to say you don't know because it's going to be demonstrated for you how to do all these things. Anyway, this reason says hidden pork red flag ingredients that mean food could contain pork. Doesn't say that it does, but it could mean. Alright, and it says if you're trying to avoid, say, many foods including certain candies, baked goods, and even chewing gum contains hidden pork products. If you are trying to avoid eating pork, keep an eye out on the ingredients list of whatever you're buying. We rounded up some of the biggest red flag ingredients that indicate hidden pork is in the mix. Gelatin. Right? Gelatin is one of them. Gelatin is a colorless, flavorless, and odorless ingredient that thickens liquid. It's commonly made from the connective tissues, skin, and bones of pigs and cows. Jell-O, certain ice creams, puddings, gummy candies, and marshmallows are just a few of the common foods on the market that contain gelatin. So that's just a few of foods that contain gelatin. They haven't even talked about like vitamin pills that contain like gelatin in. You know, like the, all right, let me be more specific with the gelatin and the vitamins. All right, so for children, it's those gummies, right, that has vitamins in it, those gummy bear vitamins, those, yeah, that's gelatin. Like they say Jell-O, children, they be telling they, yeah, Jell-O has it too. I ain't trying to go in too hard or nothing like that. But yeah, gelatin got it, man. Alright, so let's go ahead and continue, man. Peanuts are often coated with gelatin to help the salt or other seasonings stick. You might also find it in the ingredients list of some vitamins, seasickness medicines, toaster pastries. It was saying like toaster strudels, Pop-Tarts, the icing has gelatin inside of it, or pork. And some beers and wines. And some beers and wines got it. So you got to be really out here looking for these things. Look for vegan options or items thickened with pectin or agar-agar instead for pork-free alternatives. All right, and now this one has stearic acid. Remember this one. Let me spell this one out too. S-T-E-A-R-I-C acid. Stearic acid is made from the fat of pigs, sheep, or cows. It's a fatty acid that's solid at room temperature. It has a melting point around 158 degrees Fahrenheit. It's often used for making cosmetics, candles and soaps. And we're going to go into a soap soon that we're going to show you that is inside of it. Go inside your restroom, your bathroom, whatever, and do your research. Just look behind it and see if it's there. The Los Angeles Times points out that it can also be found in certain chewing gums. It helps soften the gum for an easier chew. Next one is L-cysteine. L, letter L, hyphen, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. Commercial bread, bagels, tortillas, pie shells, pizza dough, and pastry commonly contain L-cysteine. This amino acid is used as a dough conditioner. It reduces mixing time by breaking down the proteins in the dough. It's frequently derived from hog hair. It may also come from bird feathers or human hair. Man, this the boy about to feed y'all human hair, hog hair, and bird hair. That's for bread, for bread. And it says commercial bread, bagels, and tortilla, pie shells, and pizza dough. To avoid the potential for ingestion, an ingredient derived from pork, read the ingredients list thoroughly to find baked goods free of L-cysteine or options made with vegan L-cysteine. Alright, for time's sake, I'm going to just keep going. I ain't even going to elaborate. Lard. L-A-R-D. Lard is a hidden secret for many bakers who love using it to make their pie crust extra flaky and crisp. It's also often found in other baked goods and refried beans. You might find that some chefs like to cook using lard in place of butter or oil. What is it? Lard is rendered pig fat. It can come from any part of the pig according to the salt-cured pig. High-grade lard comes from visceral fat found inside the lion. No, let me not say that. The loin, which is spelled L-O-I-N. And I'm just looking up a quick definition for that. L-O-I-N, the part of the body on both sides of the spine between the lowest false ribs and the hip bones. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to continue. High-grade lard comes from visceral fat found inside the loin and around the kidneys. It may also come from the fat back. Lard rarely adds a pork flavor. For example, in baked goods, it typically adds a buttery taste. All right. Rennet. R-E-N-N-E-T. Some hard aged cheeses like gorgonzola, parmesan, pecorino, romano, and grana padano use rennet in the ingredients list. Rennet is an enzyme that separates liquid milk from solid curds to create these cheeses. Vegetarians are often surprised to find that cheese containing rennet isn't vegetarian at all. This enzyme is commonly derived from the stomach lining of goats or baby cows. It can also come from pigs. One aged cheese that specifically uses pig rennet is Pecorino di Farindola cheese in Italy, according to Science Direct. So, this one is from article which is also inside the private chat. And yeah, and I got some screenshots in here of the back of a soap that they normally have out there. Because I was doing my research, and actually Dove is one of the soaps that has that ingredient to this day of this recording, which is in the year of 2022. They still have that inside there. Maybe they may take it out later on, but as of right now, that's what they have. And me, if you do it once, you know they'll do it again. So it's like, why would you even mess with somebody who does, who's doing it again? Unless you a pork type person, which is completely fine. It's your choice, that's your decision. Okay. So let's just go inside the chemical names, man. So you could be on the lookout. We already named a few just now above, right? But let's go in more in the back of the ingredients. They have like scientific names. All right, so remember the stearic? Let's go into the stearic one, the stearic acid. And that one is spelled S-T-E-A-R-I-C acid again. I thought I had like a link for that one. Okay. Give me 1 second. That's crazy. But yeah, let me, matter of fact, let me just search it up. I'll put it inside the chat as well. I just thought I had it in there for some reason. All right, so I searched up stearic acid, right? And it says, stearic acid is a saturated fatty acid with an 18-carbon chain. The IUPAC name is octadecanoic acid. It is a waxy solid, and its chemical formula is C17H35CO2H. Its name comes from the Greek word otep, stear, which means tallow. The salts and esters of stearic acid are also called stearates. As its ester, stearic acid is one of the most common saturated fatty acids found in nature following palmitic acid. The triglyceride derived from three molecules of stearic acid is called stearin. Stearic acid is more abundant in animal fat, 30%. You know, they saying that stearic acid is more abundant in animal fat, so they could up to 30%. So which one do you think they really going to go with if it's more abundant? And then it says up to 30% than in vegetable fat, typically 5% less. The important exceptions are the foods, cocoa butter, 34%, and shea butter, where the stearic acid contains as triglyceride is 28% through 45%. So, you can also come back and read inside of these, right? Because this is another one in here that says, like, let's go on deep into this. Stearic acid is obtained from fats and oils by the saponification of the triglycerides using hot water above 100 Celsius. The resultant mixture is the distilled. Commercial stearic acid is often a mixture of stearic and palmitic acids. And we're going to go into palmitic acids too here in a second, because that's what they also have in that soap. What you got to look behind your bottle and just look up for the words. And do your research on it if you want to be in the knowing. Commercial stearic acid is often a mixture of stearic and palmitic acids, although purified stearic acid is available. Commercially, fats high in oleic acids such as palm and soy may be hydrogenated to convert oleic into stearic acid. Right, so yeah, that was the stearic acid. Let me copy this real quick and put this inside the private chat before I forget. I knocked off the background play. All right, so let's go into the palmitic acid real quick. Palmitic acid, or hexaconic acid in IUPAC nomenclature, is a fatty acid with a 16 carbon chain. It is the most common saturated fatty acid found in animals, plants, and microorganisms. Its chemical formula is CH3CH2 14COOH, and its CD, the total number of carbon atoms to the number of carbon double bonds, is 16:0. It is a major component of the oil from the fruit of oil palms, palm oil, making up to 44% of total fats, meats, cheeses, butter, and other dairy products also contain palmitic acid, amounting to 50 to 60% of total fats. Palmitates are the salts and esters of palmitic acid. The palmitate anion is the observed form of palmitic acid at physiologic pH 7.4. So look at this right here. Palmitic acid, they saying it could come from animals, plants, and microorganisms. The thing is, a lot of these places aren't plant saying that they're plant-based vegan. So they're not tricking you. They're not tricking you at all. It could contain animals. Doesn't mean that it's contained animals all the time. No. It doesn't mean that you're using pork all the time. But do you think they're not using pork at all? At no time? No point in time? You think they're just using straight plants every time? Or microorganisms every time? It's up to you. That's your belief. But yeah. In the stearic acid, it was telling you that the pork was more abundant. The flesh of the pork and the meats and the bones is more abundant to them. So if it's more abundant, they gonna use that. And in the video or the audio you guys heard earlier, it was saying that they use this until it's they use a pig or pork until it's completely gone. they do not waste pork. And that also is inside of Dove. Right in the back, if you look, you'll see in the ingredients, stearic acid, palmitic acid. Also, they have this one called sodium toluate, also in the back of the Dove, right? This is going to be the last one I go into. I'm not going to go any further. I can. I have a lot of links in here, but I won't. Also, in toothpaste. Toothpaste has pork in it as well. But I'm not going to go to those things for time's sake. I'm just going to stay into the soap area. To be honest. So yeah, let's go into this little reading. This is the Healthline. How animal fat is used in soap and skin cleansers. What is sodium toluate? Right? Sodium toluate. You can look behind your ingredients and see if this is inside of it. It is S-O-D-I-U-M, which is sodium. Toluate is spelled T-A-L-L-O-W-A-T-E. It isn't clear who first discovered soap, but historians have records of the Sumerians using a mixture of water and ashes about 5,000 years ago. In modern-day Iraq, it's thought that ashes reacted with the grease on their clothing to make a basic form of soap. All types of soap are salts made from a chemical reaction between fat and an alkali substance. Many throughout history have used animal fat, also called tallow, to make soap. So tallow, right, is animal fat. Just explain that right there. When animal fat is mixed with an alkali substance, it can produce sodium. So this is where you get that sodium tallow, right? Magnesium or potassium toluate. All three types of salt are used as soaps. Nowadays, most soaps you buy in stores are synthetically made. However, you can still find soaps made from animal fat called tallow soaps. Some people prefer using traditionally made soaps since they often contain fewer chemicals and are often marketed as hypoallergenic. In this article, we're going to take a look at tallow soap, how tallow soap is made. We'll also look at reasons why you may want to use it over a synthetically made soap. All right, so how tallow soap is made. Tallow soap was traditionally made from fat sourced from sheep or cows. Tallow is the marble white fat you see on cuts of animals in a butchery. It's solid at room temperature. As we mentioned, soap is made from a chemical reaction between a fat and an alkali ingredient. Tallow soaps are made by mixing animal fat with sodium hydroxide, more commonly known as lye. Lye is highly corrosive, but when it mixes with tallow, it undergoes a reaction called saponification. After the reaction, a fatty acid salt is formed, known as sodium toluate. Some people think soap made from animal fat will have a strange smell or feel greasy compared with other soaps. However, if it's made correctly, the final product's odorless or have an extremely mild, fatty smell. The process of making soap is relatively simple. Many people make soap at home. Right? And I'm not going to get into this other part, the potential side. I mean, potential side effects. I'm not going to go into all of that because time of the show, you're about like 15 minutes over. I'm not going to take it too further. But yo, beautiful show today. Going to those chemicals, looking in the back of your soaps, looking in the back of your toothpaste, any every product that you're using, you should know what you're utilizing. Or perish. Not me. I ain't saying that you shall perish. I'm just saying what the scripture said. And the truth will set you free. For sure. I hope everybody have a beautiful day. That was the end of the show. Health Tuesdays. Always my, well, one of my favorite shows for sure. So, peace to the gods.
This is IAQ and watch my dad come here. I mean, give thanks and praise. Freedom is good, you know. Just get some freedom when they have this thing. Yeah, just like this. Every time I stop, I make a look back as a reflect on my life. My life. Every time I stop, I make my look back as a reflect in my life. In my life. I've seen paupers turn to kings. In my life, I've seen many things. Some people come and go, yet their memories never fade. Not everybody knows that the good things that you do will be remembered for. Every time I stop, I make a look back as a reflect on my life. Every time I stop, I make a look back all the struggles in my life. In my life, I've seen it all. The rising and the falling of many kings. And the bird that tries to fly away in broken wings. And the enemies, they stand aside and do their thing. Yeah, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Yeah. Watch me, that song. Watch me.